We had an opportunity Tuesday to go out there and get a lot of specialty situations going, and felt like with the number of guys we had back, we had some really good work. And today we went back and kind of approached it a little bit like game week. Started working some on South Carolina, and you know, a lot of special teams. We've had a lot of guys out, so doing special teams is obviously got to be a premium for us for the guys that's had to bump around. So got some good work today. Seemed like we had a lot of juice out there, so that was good to see. Got a lot of guys back. It's the most guys we've had on the practice field since the third practice of camp. So it's good to see guys out there. Got a lot of guys that's got to get a lot of work in the next 9 days. So and they've got to put in time to do it. So, but it was two good practices in a row.
Jeremy, right now, if you guys don't have anybody else that has to go into quarantine, what percentage of your two deep do you anticipate being available to play against South Carolina?
I would say all of them. Oh yeah, yeah, everybody, David, would have everybody right now.
Yeah, Coach, with you moving into game week, kind of, I guess, two questions, but I need to answer the first one first. Is there anything new on Cade Mays at this point?
Yeah, so today we heard back from the NCAA, so they approved Cade's appeal. So this has always been a two-step process. The next thing is the SEC, so it's good that our governing body decided to allow him to play. Now we go to the SEC, and I've not really had a chance to talk to Greg much about it. I know this, and this whole thing, and this from this pandemic, Greg Sankey is done a great job from a leadership standpoint with everybody within the conference, and his number one thing has always been the protection of the players and putting our student athletes first. So I have a lot of confidence in the outcome.
So just as a follow-up for that, the first step is NCAA approves it. Now the league has to approve it, sign off on it. What's a timetable? Would you anticipate getting an answer there? As you obviously get ready to go into game week, you got to know where to put him in the two deep, so to speak.
Right. I'm not exactly sure on all the NCAA rules with transfers. We might be the only conference, or they might all be this way when it goes from conference to conference transfers. I don't know. But I do know that the SEC in the past has not allowed that. So this would obviously be a waiver through the SEC, I guess, so to speak.
Jeremy, I know that maybe with different some days and others couldn't. Where's the pass rush right now, as you can tell? I mean, I know you've got some guys that you're getting in the mix there. How's the pass rush looking?
Well, it's I don't know. It's a good question. It's definitely not where we would like for it to be. That's one thing that we've really got to focus on over the next 9 days. We've had a lot of guys that have been in and out. So, it's really our whole team, so we have a lot of experience coming back. And as these guys get back out on the field and get going, that's a positive with the experience that we have. We have a lot of guys that's played, a lot of ball for us. So we just got to get them going and kind of get back into the groove a little bit. And we've got to do that tomorrow, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, and, over the next 4 days, we got to have a lot of competitive reps at practice, to get, to used to the game speed.
Jeremy, a couple guys that played a lot for you last year, Wanya Morris and Aubrey Solomon, we haven't throughout the preseason. Have they been able to practice much this preseason? And what's your feeling on their level of availability for the season opener?
Yeah, no, both of those guys that have been hit with the quarantine, Wanya twice. So he practiced today. I think it's the second time he's practiced in like 23 days. And Aubrey was out there today. So they've got a lot of work to do, but, hopefully we can get some plays out of them next Saturday. That will be determined based off the next week.
Jeremy, have you guys been able to – I know you talked about the wide receiver position. Have you been able to get any guys back at that position, and how do you see them working with Jared Garantano today, getting ready for preparation of South Carolina?
Well, we've really got to kind of knock the rust off, so to speak, in our throw game. You know, a lot of these guys have been out. Most of them were back on Tuesday, and we got some good work today. So we've got to continue to do that. It's one of the positions that you know, we were hit with a little bit of injury bug, and we had some guys out. So we've got to get going there.
Pruitt, you said today you had a great practice. What kind of like area of the team you said you was the most impressed the most, and you're most excited coming to, you know, next week's game?
Well, you always really find out about yourself when you start playing games. You know, you would like to think that you could predict it a little bit based off practice, but you know, in full scale competitive, you know, who runs through tackles, who secures the ball, you know, who can respond when the coaches aren't out there and some adversity hits, who tackles, who can do it over and over again. You know, we've had a lot of guys that's had a chance to do that, and we've had some that hadn't. So we've got to do a lot of one-on-ones over the next 4 days to get some of these guys going. So I wouldn't say any group. I think there's you know, until you kind of play a season, you know, everybody, you're trying to figure out who you are and trying to create your identity.
Yeah. Hey, Jeremy, just how far behind do you feel like you are from where you would be normally going into the first game week? And I mean, do you expect it's going to be this way all season, where each week is kind of its own thing? You got to figure out who's available, and every coach in the league is going to have to be that way.
Well, I hope that, you know, we've kind of reached the spike on our campus. I think it's been pretty evident across the country when you have large gatherings of people for the first time that there has been spikes, and our numbers have really gone down across our campus. So we've got a lot of guys back. Again, we've not had that many COVID cases, but we have been caught up in the contact tracing some. So, but most of our guys are back now, and we've got to continue to make sure that we really kind of defend ourselves against putting ourselves in a situation to where that we could get it or get caught up in contact tracing.
Jeremy, how did Bryce Thompson get jersey number 0 that was made available this year? Did he ask for you this past winter, and how competitive was that? Did several players want it? How did that come about?
No, you know, he asked me, and you know, really there was really only one other player that asked, but he was a freshman, so Bryce got it.
Coach, two things. Just to clarify, I know you're getting a lot of guys back, and some schools have announced players that have been ruled out for the opener. So you don't have anyone that you know of right now that's ruled out for the opener? That's one. And then two, can you talk about your assessment of the tight end position in camp?
Well, we have some guys that are ruled out based off injuries, but I don't really want to share that. I don't want to give South Carolina a head start on us there. But the tight end position, we're working several guys there, and it's a competitive spot, and there's not much difference in the guys. So how they go about their business every day, how they practice, compete, you know, what kind of habits they've created, you know, they control it. We want to play the best players, and you know, we got some guys that are competing hard there to do that.
Yeah, Jeremy, a lot of professional athletes have knelt in protest of police brutality and systemic racism during the playing of the national anthem. College football players typically aren't on the field during the anthem. Do you think college football players should be allowed to be on the field during the anthem? And how would you feel, you know, if players are on the field, if any of your players chose to kneel?
You know, first of all, I don't think I've ever been on the field when the national anthem's been played, right? So I don't know the time or place that they do it at each individual school. It's just worked out where I think we're off the field about 20 minutes before the game started. So it's something that's really never came up.
Yeah, Jeremy, offensive linemen traditionally kind of talk about rhythm being something that, that matters to them in terms of getting used to the guys who are playing to their left and right. And with everything going on now, are they a group that could be affected more than most, or do you think everyone's kind of affected the same?
Well, I do think that it takes with the offensive line, they got to work together because they got combination blocks, and communication is key, you know, and it's pretty interesting, you know. Just for instance, when I go home at night, based off the time that I go home, I have an idea of what's going to be going on at my house, right? If I go home at 9 o'clock, then I'll have two kids in the bed and one up. If I go home at 9:30, they'll all be in bed, right? So, or get there at 7, you know, everybody will be up. No, it's kind of a crazy scenario, but I'm just saying, as an offensive lineman, you get used to playing beside somebody. You get a feel for, you know, as you're working a combination, when I can move on to the linebacker, or when I need to stay, or when I need to kind of slow down to let him catch up, because everybody's a little different. So I do think it's important about those guys kind of playing together.
Jeremy, I wanted to just get one more bit of clarification regarding Cade Mays. So you got the waiver appeal granted by the NCAA, but now you have to wait on Greg Sankey in the SEC to approve him before technically he is actually approved to play in 2020. Am I understanding that correct?
Yeah, and that we've always known that. Nothing new. It's the way the protocol set up.
Have you ever follow up real quick? Have you gone through that process before? Have you been a part of that process before when dealing with something like this?
I've been on the other end. I think the first time was in 2016. Now, it was a grad transfer, but at that time, nobody was allowed to transfer within the conference. And I think Mo Smith, who was a player, a defensive back for us at Alabama, transferred to Georgia, and he was granted a waiver. You know, Brandon Kennedy was a grad transfer. So I think this would be a first.
Coach, you mentioned that you guys worked a lot of special teams the last couple of days trying to get caught up there. What does your return game look like? How comfortable are you with your returners? How settled are you at kickoff return and punt return?
Well, it's been an important piece. You know, we've got lots of guys to choose from, in my opinion. And, you know, if you got five or six guys that can return punts or return kickoffs, you know, which two or three are you going to settle on? And does those other guys fill in at other positions on special teams? So as we've had guys in and out of practice, we've not really had a chance to – all the returners have been catching balls, I guess, would be the right thing to say. The part about who's the top three, we've just now got everybody there. So the kind of the top three guys at each position, you know, you want to get those other guys involved on special teams and possibly at another spot. So that's something that we've really had to work hard on the last couple of days.
Yeah, Jeremy, you mentioned tight ends a little bit. What have you made of that group? Or how do you feel about that group right now? And do you anticipate, you know, what's sort of the health update with Austin Pope right now?
Well, Austin is not going to play right now, and so we're working. You know, Princeton Fant, Sean Brown, Jordan Allen, so Jacob Warren. So we've got a lot of guys that are getting reps in there, and hey, most of those guys have played very little football for us, so. They've got to work on their consistency. They got to be able to block in the C area. They got to play fast. They got to be good communicators. That's one position that you really need to be instinctive to have a feel. So, because we ask the tight ends to do a lot. So it's a position where there's lots of competition. I have confidence in all of those guys. but somebody's got to separate themselves. See y'all.